Shadow Mountain presents 11 Thumps and the Gateway to Foo. Book 1, written by Obert Sky. This unabridged production is performed by E.B. Stevens. As Obert Sky would say, there are some things your mind has been hiding from you. And now, 11 Thumps and the Gateway to Foo.
The Beginning. It was at least 40 degrees above warm. The day felt like a windowless kitchen where the oven had been left on high for an entire afternoon. Heat beat down from above and sizzled up from the dirt as the earth let off some much-needed steam. The sky had decided it had had quite enough, thank you, and had vacated the scene, leaving the air empty except for heat. No matter how wide a person opened his mouth that afternoon, or how deep a breath was taken, there just wasn't enough oxygen in the air to breathe. The few remaining plants in people's gardens didn't droop. They passed out, and the flags that only days before had hung majestically on the top of local flagpoles no longer looked majestic. They looked like multicolored pieces of cloth that had climbed up and tragically hung themselves. All this in and of itself was not too terribly unusual. But as the heavy sun started to melt away, an odd, wild, uncoordinated wind began to pick up. Not a northerly wind or an easterly breeze. It was a wind with no direction or balance. It was as if the four corners of earth and heaven all decided to simultaneously blow, creating what the local weather personalities in Tin Culvert, Oklahoma called beyond frightening. Sure, people could breathe. But now they were getting blown away. Trees bent and writhed, whirling like pinwheels as the atmosphere pinched and pulled at them. Rooftops buckled and nature picked up huge handfuls of dirt and spastically flung them everywhere. Cats learned how to fly that evening, and any loose article weighing less than a car...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?